More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. $18.7 million is a lot to raise in a single auction, but it was the total raised earlier this month by the Napa Valley Vintners Association in its annual Auction Napa Valley. The yearly event raises money for charities that support the Napa community, which in turn supports some of the top wines in the country and the world. Naturally, our wine contributor Ray Pfister was on hand, and he says the event could provide a model for community fundraising even in a city like Milwaukee. He shared some of the highlights with Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce.
Ray, what is it that we're listening to? This is very exciting. It's going very, very fast. But where are we? What are we hearing right now?
Well, this is just one of the 50 lots, count them, 50 lots that were being auctioned that day. And I think this probably was somewhere around number 4 or 5. It goes that fast. It's like bang, 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 bang. From where we were sitting, we're just watching these paddles pop up, and then they, of course, start slowing down, but the bids are still rolling in. That bit of audio, I believe, starts at 10,000 and goes up to 220, I think, when they close it, $220,000.
Now, for our listeners who maybe haven't heard us talk about Auction Napa Valley before, tell us a little bit about this event and why it's important.
Well, it's a yearly event. It's been going on for about 33 years. It started in 1981. John Schaefer was one of the many vintners that started it, as well as Robert Mondavi.
Two big names in the wine world.
Very big names, right. And these are the people who saw people in need, that they, from their position, saw that they could help them, that they could, you know, give them a better life. And these are people in their own community. So, as I mentioned in the past, auction benefits the hospital in St. Helena. It benefits Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCA, Clinic Olay, which is a free clinic for workers there, all kinds of different charities, including schools. And in fact, one of my interviews, which was with Chef Greg Cole from Cole's Chop House, is where he had the honor of hosting the event where the checks were handed out. And I loved watching him talk about it. He had this big, broad smile on his face, and he goes, wow, this is where we really got to see the money go to work.
Well, let's hear Chef Greg talk about this amazing moment.
I was fortunate enough a couple of years ago at Cole's Chop House, we actually hosted the event where they hand out the money, the proceeds. They hand out the checks. And it was incredible to see that part of it, to see, you know, Clinic Olay, which provides health care to our Hispanic community, getting a check for $1.5 million. For St. Helena Hospital, getting a couple million dollars. I mean, and then lots of local charities like Healthy Moms and Babies and Head Start and all these groups getting, you know, checks that really is much of their operating budget for the entire year. It's incredible. I mean, what this auction does for our community, it really can't be measured.
Again, that was Chef Greg Cole, one of the people you got to interview, Ray, when you were out at Auction Napa Valley. Why is it important for Milwaukee listeners to hear about this event going on half a country away that revolves out of the wine industry, which we usually associate with a lot of wealth and a lot of dollars?
Sure. Well, there certainly is wealth involved in the industry, but any winemaker will tell you it takes a large fortune to make a small fortune in the wine industry. It's not an easy effort to get into. But that aside, my personal feeling, for one, has been somebody started this, obviously, in Napa. And I really, truly believe that in any community in this country, there is one person or two people or three people who have something like this burning in the back of their heads, thinking, what about starting some kind of event that would really benefit an entire community, not just one specific charity? Because there are always so many different people in need in every community. You know, there are people who don't think there are people who are in need in Napa. There definitely are. They're no different than anywhere else. It's just a winemaking community, which, by the way, is a rural community. So I really believe, without getting preachy here, that this could be done. It just takes the right people to come up with this idea and then start forming it. And, of course, this didn't happen overnight. This is, you know, again, 33 years later.
Do you think that Milwaukee has the deep pockets that Napa Valley does that could make an event like that here possible?
I don't think it has to be deep pockets. $18.7 million is what they made off of this year's auction. It was a record. I think $1 million for people in need. I think $500,000 for people in need. Any amount, I think, really again, is a place to start, and you go from there. It depends on how you do it. And there's so many great charities in this market that have started here that built into something that has become a household name, but for one specific cause versus doing something that's a bit broader for the city, for the county, for the state, whatever it might be.
Well, there were other ways for people who weren't there in Napa at the beginning of June to be involved in this auction. Ray, tell us about those opportunities.
Well, there's three basic parts to the auction, I guess you'd say. First is the barrel auction, where they're auctioning off 10 cases of wine from a barrel made specifically for that event. And the winners are the top 10 bidders for that wine, and you get a case of that wine. So you could be paying $400 for a case, or in some cases you could be paying $55,000 for that case. Some of the barrel auction items went pretty high. Then there's the e-auction lots, which are completely different. They're not as opulent as the big ones on Saturday, but they're pretty darned amazing with some of the things that they're offering, and that's only online that you can bid for those. Now, there's a new thing they started connected to the barrel auction this year, which was a mobile app. So for me, it was great because I could follow the bidding on my phone as I went around interviewing. The third thing, of course, is the Saturday auction itself, which are these amazing off-the-planet, possibilities, or, 7-day trips to France or whatever, lifetime supply of wine, really incredible stuff.
But like you were saying, there were some smaller lots that were available on the e-auction?
The auction lots went for different prices, and a lot of those lots are a bit more wine-oriented versus trips and travel, that kind of thing. Sherwin Family went for $15,650. Gergich Hills, $12,000. Napa Valley Vintners, which was it was the association lot, which I think would be one I'd love to bid on because you're getting a bottle from just about everybody in the association. That went for $10,000 plus.
I'm surprised that didn't go for more.
Yeah, so was I actually. But again, it's an e-auction thing, so it kind of – the difference with the live auction is you got these two auctioneers, the both of them absolutely kicked butt when it came to waking people up when things got a little slow. The total auction took about 5.5 hours, so it's pretty lengthy for 50 items.
And I would imagine, too, that being at the live auction versus just participating online, there might be a little bit of that factor of wanting to raise your paddle, maybe just being caught up in the moment.
Well, certainly not me, but I think there are a lot of people that do get caught up. And I'll tell you, at the end of the auction, they traditionally do this thing called fund a need, which is it's geared towards kids' charities. That's one of the biggest parts of the whole thing is helping the kids. And they start out with trying to get $500,000, $250,000, that kind of a thing. And these aren't – you're not bidding on wine. You're just donating. That's what they're looking for, done in an auction fashion. People who've been to auctions are familiar with this thing. And then in the end, they finished it up. They hadn't quite got to the $1,000 price point yet, and they brought up this gentleman on stage. They announced that he was donating $1 million. It was just amazing. The place went crazy. And after all that excitement, after everybody was thinking this is done, wow, $1 million, Fritz stopped and said, wait, we have people out there who want to donate $1,000. They want to put their thumbprint on this auction. And he made a point of getting that. And that was amazing how many people jumped up. This guy, I think, started a real firestorm where people going, well, I want to put something in. I want to put my $1,000 in. If I had $1,000, I would have done it.
Going back to that barrel tasting, what were people saying about the wines that had been specially produced for this event?
Well, everybody's excited about 2012. It's considered the greatest vintage of this particular period of time, and a lot of people are saying the same thing about 13. It's always interesting to talk vintages with a winemaker because their perspective's different. But there were several winemakers saying, I could have left and 2012 would have made itself. It's that great of a vintage. It was because the weather was perfect, the conditions were perfect, they had no problems, no fires, nothing to really cause problems, just enough rain, that sort of thing. Looking back to some of our listeners may remember 2011, especially in Napa, was rain, rain, rain. It was a difficult vintage. Difficult, but not a bad vintage. Half the winemakers I talk to love talking about 2011. This is a hint for you wine lovers out there. Look for that vintage. Read about those winemakers. They loved making that wine. They call it a winemaker's vintage.
Well, and so one of the things I imagine that must have been so interesting for you was getting to talk to these winemakers as they were trying each other's vintages.
What was fun about being at the barrel auction, we ran into Mitch Cosentino, who was not at a barrel this year. He was just there to enjoy. He bought a ticket, and he was there to see his old friends because it's old home week for a lot of these guys because they don't get to hang out all the time. They're tied up with harvest. They're out on the road selling. So this is a chance to kind of see a lot of people in one spot. And he was telling me, just going around and tasting all these vintages, like, yeah, everybody did as good as we did with 12. So Mitch has a label called Pure Crew, and he's been in the Valley for a long time. There was a label that he sold with his name some years ago that's still out there, I believe. And he's always a lot of fun to talk to, very lively character.
This is a spectacular barrel tasting this year, spectacular. The wines this year are just mind-boggling.
Well, that's
very exciting.
That's 12, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Fabulous. Yeah, because I knew mine were good, but I wanted to make sure I got test taste everybody's, and it is, and I love the difference in styles. I mean, there are producers you never, you know, very rarely heard of that's making great wines. The big name guys are doing great. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful vintage, and this has just been a great day.
Again, that was Mitch Cosentino. And so, Ray, you would recommend if we're out in the stores looking for a good bottle, check out 12, check out 13, maybe even try the Vintner's Vintage of 2011.
I would check out 11. I've tried some 11s that really thrilled me. And it's just about that idea of who the winemaker is and what their attitude is. Specifically the smaller makers, those are where you're going to find some pretty tasty 2011s.
Ray Pfister, thank you so much.
Cheers.
Our wine contributor Ray Pfister runs the wine blog and podcast Life Between the Vines. Pfister also owns Fifth Floor Recording in Milwaukee's Third Ward, and he spoke with Stephanie Lecce about Auction Napa Valley. What's for dinner? How about cheese? Just cheese? Really? The story of a cheese dinner when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.